But they had me on the bed there to bury me, and they didn't even bury me then. Uh-huh. And good thing they didn't. And Daddy seen the sheep move. So he said, "Get the casket out of here." And they pulled the casket out, and they went over there and conversed the staff, where they called him, and he come back out there, and he said, "Will he come back too?" And they went to doctor me then, and I got over it. He just took a suction pump, pulled my head back out with that with that horse on me. And all this, they buried me with. And so I got over that, and all. And next time, I know they go to the hospital, though. They didn't believe in the hospital again.
I don't expect there was, but one, yeah, there was one.
Yeah, Hills. Only one I know of.
Hills downtown.
Mm-hmm. How long has Hills been closed?
Oh, they've been closed about 15, 20 years, ain't
they? Yeah, more than that. But they've been closed, they closed up and put the Fasten Center up.
Yeah.
And they closed that up and then made the Fasten Center to build it at down there. I was in the hospital the last day of the year when they're going to sell that hospital and close it up.
Oh.
I just beat them to it. I got out of there. Yeah, I tell you, going 21 days in that end.
21 days, you had pretty good. Is that the longest you were ever in the hospital?
Oh, 25 and 30 days and something like that. And 47 days was the longest when I had them five operations. I had them five operations, and now they're in 47 days. And
eight days in operation.
Dr. Peters gave me three operations. Dr. Waller gave me two operations on that cancer. He's the one who cut the cancer out. And they gave me a spinal shot and cut that right gland out and right ball out. And then he showed a big old thing like that up there. And he walked into me like that and
that must have been painful.
No, I didn't care. It froze me. I could just tell it a little bit. And when he done it, first done it, and he sat there for 2 hours and a half cutting on me.
Good.
And I don't see how he sit down there. I was about to freeze. I had eight blankets on me when he got through me. And then they brought my bed in there to me. And they took me off the operating table and put me on my bed and put two balls up there, hanging up there, and attached that into me and let them two balls go in one line in my arm. And he said that was to build my blood back up.
Is that glucose or something they'd given you?
Oh, I don't know what it was. It to build my blood back up. It was something besides blood. I wouldn't take blood. Mm-hmm. And so...
Substitute.
It's probably had glucose or something like that.
And they had another bottle on the side of it that stuck in that handle that went in there and doubled up on it. And it went in at the same time. I had put two bottles of that up, out of one bottle of this other stuff. And you put two bottles up there and when that would give out. And it let it go in a little faster.
It sounded like you had an eventful life then, hadn't
it? Yeah, I had a good life. But they're all looking at me to die, but they said, the nurses said, I was wondering what that, why that maid was coming in there, and that nurse was coming every night and shining out and flashlighting my eyes all during the night, waking me up.